You are now listening to the greatest podcast on planet Earth, Sports Cypher Podcast, where we diagnose, debate, and dissect sports. Cypher up.
Jersey stand up and I'm in the building.
What's good, y'all? This is Ricardo, a.k.a. Maximum, a.k.a. Cardo, a.k.a. the guy with all the a.k.a.s. You are now tuned in to the Sports Cypher. Let's go.
They saved the best for last. This is Blaine, the ace of spades. And we're here to give the people what they want. More of me.
Welcome to another episode of the Sports Cypher Podcast. Cast. And I am here with the fellas. We are back. We are full in effect. We got the starting four. We have Jersey stand up. We have Ricardo stand up. We have Blaze stand up. We have all us here. And I'm Buddy stand up. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
I'm cool. I'm good. Is it okay that I'm sitting down?
That boy off his meds. That's crazy.
I'm energized today. Trade day, baby. I'm energized today, baby.
I imagine you are.
Let's go.
So as a person who woke up 10 minutes ago, this is a lot.
I also woke up.
Feed off my energy.
He's excited. He's going on a cruise next week.
Like the nourishment from a baby feed from the mother. Feed off my energy.
What?
Nourish yourself, Ricardo. Nourish.
I'm not putting your nipple in my mouth.
That's crazy.
Man, welcome to the Sports Cypher Podcast, everybody. Shout out to Dodge Radio, man.
Hey, of course, Dodge Radio.
To Dodge.
Hi, y'all. Let's get started, man. We had to start off with a little fluff and laughter. But as always, this part is nothing to laugh about. There's the stuff we got to talk about in the beginning. We have some rest in peace. We can start off with former football player and actor Carl Weathers. He was 76 years old. We know him from what, Blades? Where everybody really know him from?
Well, Rocky.
Apollo Creed.
He played some other really good movies as well. I had a
little. He played in Predators.
Predator, yep, against Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yep.
And he plays in Star Wars The Mandalorian.
Yep. I never watched that, though. Other people said it was good. I never took the time.
Yeah, I thought Happy Gilmore was funny. The scene with Bob Barker when that was so funny to me.
But, the thing about it is he played for the Raiders for 1 year, and then he played for Canada CFL for 4 years. He played for BC, BC Lions.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, he's the thing about it is Madden told him he was too sensitive because he has a master's in. From San Diego State in theater. He has a master in theater. And he got cut by Madden. Madden said he was too sensitive.
they never said that about T-Sizzle.
Who's T-Sizzle?
Terrell Suggs.
Yeah, he makes films. He's like a
left outside linebacker for the Ravens.
Oh, I know who he is. I just didn't know who he was talking about.
We had a bit of a breaking news just now that I'm about to just speak on it. Then we're going to move back to the rest in peace. Breaking news that OG Anunoby for the Knicks had surgery on his elbow to remove bone spurts. He will be out anywhere between 3 to 4 weeks.
Toronto knew he was hurt. They set us up.
Man, it makes sense about the trades, too, but we'll get into that after in a little bit. Next, rest in peace, is a boxer, a Japanese boxer, and Kazuki Nakachi. He was 23 years old. He dies from injuries sustained in the ring. He was a super light featherweight. I think it was like 120 pounds.
Yeah,
he died. Yeah, he died from injuries in the ring from his most recent fight.
Always really sad when you see this happen. Yeah. I remember watching a guy. I remember when I was watching boxing heavy, and I was watching about a guy. And it was one of those ones where you wonder if they're going to stop it, and they don't. And then, it's just 90%, 95, 98% of the time, it's just something you never hear about. You say, that's a shame. But then, that a few of these times, it just, you wonder if it could have been stopped a little earlier or a little sooner, and if you could have saved somebody's life.
Right.
So, God, yeah. Rest in peace. So, chasing his dream, I'm sure. Right. And this is how it
goes. Rest in peace.
So we got well wishes, best of luck to Scott Pollard, former NBA player, also was on Survivor. He's trying to get a heart transplant, but he's been having problems because the hearts that's been available to him not strong enough to fit his 6'11", 260-pound frame, the pump throughout his whole body. So he's moving to this hospital in Indiana, which is the number one in heart surgery. They do the most. So they have him on the second stage, which is like the closest to the top priority to get a heart. And actually, it's from a disease that run in his family. His dad died at 54 behind it. When he was 16 years old, and he's 48 right now, he's dealing with like the same systems. It's getting close to what took his dad out right now. So, he in the article, he said that, he hoped he could get a heart, but you know what that means. Not wish for nobody to die, but if somebody was to pass, they also could come out and look like a hero to save somebody else's life, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he's trying to get to.
I never even thought of that. Like, a person that big, they just can't use an average person's heart. Yeah. Like,
I never knew that either until I read the article. I was like, wow. So there have been people that died that hearts came through, but none of them would work. It would fail. He actually had a pacemaker put in to try to stop because his heart beats somewhere around 10,000 times in like 5-10 minutes. It's something crazy like that. It's a condition that got worse in 2021. He had a procedure done in and all that helped a little bit, but it didn't stop it. It's something that they're running his family with in the men's side, and his dad died from that. So
Well, wish him the best, hopefully something comes through soon enough.
Blaze, I wanted to ask you before you get on to our next topic. Who won out of my soccer team and your soccer team? Liverpool had played. Who your team is again? Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Yeah, who won out of them two? I wanted to
ask. I don't know. I was supposed to go watch the game. I didn't watch it.
Street. Oh, Carl, you asked the A word for us, right, quick. So who won out of Liverpool?
Alexa, who won the Liverpool match
versus Chelsea?
Chelsea beat Liverpool? Arsenal? That was Arsenal, they said?
Arsenal.
Is Arsenal Chelsea?
No. Ask who won between Chelsea and Liverpool.
Alexa, who won the match between Liverpool and Chelsea?
Last Wednesday, January 31st, in the English Premier League, Liverpool beat Chelsea 4-1.
Yeah!
They hammered on them boys too.
Yeah, 4-1 is. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sorry,
they got mollywopped.
I had to rip my shirt off. Just now, rip my shirt, nipple fell out. Sorry, kids.
Okay, Hulk Hogan.
What's up with you and your nipple?
Carter brought it up first. I just talked about nourishment.
Okay, I'm like, how else do mothers nourish their babies? But all right, go ahead.
Hey, I could have alluded to it. I could have.
Well, he could have been meaning. He could have been
a bottle, I guess. Mouth,
like a bird.
He could have been
like a bird.
Like a baby bird. They don't have to drink. All right, everybody, man. Let's get into our next thing. They got some players that got paid big time money in the sport of baseball. Cha-ching. We start with Bobby Witt Jr. who is right now actively going as the second player behind Ronald Acuña Jr. in fantasy baseball mock drafts right now on the Yahoo site.
He had 30-30 his second year. I'm sorry. Yeah, he hit 30 home runs over 30 stolen bases last year.
Right.
Yeah.
And he got an 11-year, $288.8 million contract. Biggest extension in Royals history, right?
Yes. That's the biggest contract in Royals history. They've never paid a player that much
money. So they have the faith.
Extension or free agent.
How y'all feel about Bobby Witt?
I like it when...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, yeah. That's all.
I like it when small market teams lock up their players. So, you know, I'm a fan. Sometimes it blows up in your face, but I like the conviction to go ahead and do the damn thing. So, kudos to Kansas City.
Okay, next question. How y'all feel about him being second? I was floored to see him right after Ronald Acuña. Well, Yahoo really tends towards category.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess, you know.
It's the speed and power combination. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So would y'all have a problem getting him, or it goes on based how you
I mean, I would not pick him second, but.
Okay. I wouldn't pick him second either, but, you know.
And anybody you would name, maybe, Mookie,
I don't know. I haven't put the thought into it yet.
Corbin Carroll. There's a few people. Julio Rodriguez, I'm picking over him. Mm. There's a few people, but I'm picking Juan Soto over him. Maybe.
Oh,
points league. Maybe not in category league.
Okay.
Definitely in points league.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I just wanted to bring that up because they had brought it up when they were talking about him getting paid. And I'm like, oh, he's getting paid.
I guess they figure he could be a 40-40 dude this year.
Right. Maybe even more. You know, before you got the 70 of them things, he do have elite speed. So speed is elite. Yeah.
Booties and seats as well. You gotta remember that as well.
You
know, you want it's also about having a revenue drawing player to build your business model around as well. And when that's homegrown, that is a constant what's the word? That's like a I can't think of the word, but it's like a booster in the market.
A morale booster.
Yeah, morale booster. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
For the market.
Right.
And they play in a horrible division, so it's not like they don't have a chance. I mean, that's the worst division in baseball.
Baseball preview is coming to you soon.
One thing I will say real quick. When I saw that, I'm like, 288 million, 11 years? Man, that's a long time. But then I saw the breakdown of the contract. I'm like, oh, okay, he could be a free agent after, I think, like 5 years.
Yeah, then you saw how young he was.
Yeah, second year. I think he's 22 or 23. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember watching his father play. His father was a pitcher, actually, he won a World Series against the Yankees in 2001. He was in Arizona. Then he retired, I remember him in, Milwaukee and stuff.
He'll get another contract, too, even if he played out the duration. He's going to get,
I mean, he'll be 35 when the contract ends. I think this is his big money contract, unless he opts out.
I didn't say it'd be a big money contract. I said he'd get another contract.
We'll see how it goes for him, but I can see it, though, because people get contracts.
You said he's 23 years old?
I think he's 23 or 22.
I think the contract ends when he's 30.
He'll be 33. He'll still get a nice deal
off that. Speaking of
Alexa,
the person who got a nice
how
deal,
old is Bobby Witt Jr.?
Bobby Witt Jr. is 23 years old.
23. Yeah, so June he'll 15? Be...
Okay.
So he'll be 35 when the contract ends.
That's the same birthday as Trump.
Yeah.
Close to you, Blaze. Okay.
Same birthday as Trump.
This is a play, I believe he's 34 years old. You correct 14. Me after I say the name. He got a 5-year... $125 million contract extension. His name is Jose Altuve.
I think. Oh, Alexa, how old is Jose Altuve?
Jose Altuve is 33 years old.
33. See what I'm saying?
But he's going to be 34 this year. So,
but he just got another
a 5-year 125.
He's got another contract. Yeah.
So he just got a Hall of Famer. So I mean, you know.
Oh, that's my next question. Go ahead. Tell me your thing first. To call the jersey, and I'm gonna give you the second question.
I'm just saying, you don't know that they're paying him like they think that his trajectory is gonna be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Yeah. I just said I don't. The vagaries of sports. You never know. Injuries.
You sound like muffled.
Because I'm like, if his legs aren't the same 10 years from now, you know. But But I think this will be his biggest contract if he stays the whole level.
Of course, a player who gets paid at, that goes without saying, a player who gets paid at 22.
Yeah. But only if he stays healthy, there's no way he's not opting out. But
your sound muffled, Ricardo.
Sorry, but if he stays healthy, there's no way he's not opting out though. So. He had the chance to opt out like 4 years in a row. So one of those years, he's going to be like, I want more money. I promise you. But
sure. But at 33, like the point that I was making is that at 33, you can still get a nice chunk of change.
Most definitely.
That was really like the point that I was making.
Yeah. Baseball's giving away money like it's water.
Forget a football. I'm like, kids. Yeah, we're playing baseball.
Let's go, Miles. Carter Wilson. Let's go. Keep on that trajectory.
And another sport that you play is basketball. Cover. As we transition over to this sport, today was the basketball deadline for trades. And we're about to get into some things that happened. And we can start off with the New York Knicks. They receive Bojan Bogdanović and Alex Burks from the Pistons, and the Knicks also gave them Quentin Grimes, Evan Fournier, Malachi Flynn, and 2 second-round picks. Cotto, your thoughts?
I would have rather not give up Grimes, but you got to give something to get something. It's fine, you know. Bogdanović, he can score, you know, so...
Jersey got something to say before I spaz?
You know what I'm about to say.
Go ahead, say it.
This just solidifies what I've been saying all year long. Mm-hmm. What'd you hear? What's that the sound of? A dark horse? A horse that is dark? You know, I'm not sure.
It sounded like a chicken to me, but
listen.
If you say a horse, it's a horse.
They've been frying chicken too over here, Nick, all year long, and it's just going to continue. I said they were the dark horse in the East before. I've been saying it all year. They keep on making these moves, and off that 9-1 or 10-2 or something, this run that they've been on, you know, look, I'm inclined. All I've been hearing is the questions around the Knicks, and all I've been seeing is the Knicks front office showing that they actually know what's going on, and they're actually building something that is just under the radar moves and whatever to win right now, because these moves are to win right now. And guess what? This is a team that can win right now. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And this is my thoughts on it. And this is my hindsight. I'm about to put everything together. I'm not mad at the trade. I'm just mad at how they did it, because it made no complete sense. And this is why. So let's go back to a couple years ago when we let Burks go in free agency, so we can get quickly develop under the Knicks. So fast forward to this year, back in January, we trade quickly, we trade Barrett, and we gave up draft picks to bring in OG. Now, what that also did was leave us with no sixth man to score, because we promoted DiVincenzo into the starting lineup. He's been doing great as a starter. He's been doing very well as a starter. But we had no bench scoring. So henceforth, that leads you to now give up more assets and draft picks, most importantly. to get people that's going to come off the bench and score, i.e. quickly. So I'm like, bro, it was like the stuff was right there for us. Now, fine, we getting Bogdanović there, and also with the thing of quick, I mean, OG being hurt. So I think that's another reason we brought in Bogdan a score. We brought in Burks to have some depth off the bench and score. And, so, and then maybe a little backup or either a starter, while the other point guard that's laying with an M, I can't remember, McBride.
Miles McBride.
Just in case JB is hurt, right? Because he hurt his ankle last game.
Yeah,
but just in case he's out for a little bit, we brought in Burks. You know, we know Thibodeau loves Burks. That's who was starting now last year. Instead of developing quickly, we ran Burks 36 minutes a night. So we know Thibodeau loves Burks, which the trade is fine. I'm just like, bro, we just giving up draft picks, and draft picks to me, just the fact of having them, it's not about what player they might draft. Like as Ricardo said, it's the point of having the draft picks.
It's the capital.
It's the capital. You can put together to do stuff. And I'm like, man, we just giving away draft picks and stuff. I also like Grimes myself, but I understand that the coaching staff didn't like him, but they wanted more veteran pieces because Bogdan and your boy is more veteran to come
Burks.
In. Burks is more veteran, but I'm just like, come on, bro. We had the back, we had the bench going in quickly, the six man in quickly. But hey, I guess it all is well. I just can't wait for us to be fully healthy with OG.
Let me ask you a question though. What if that's what they wanted to get it done? You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes it's not just about like what if they were like, in order to get this done, this is what we want, or else we're not getting this done. Because you guys are clearly better.
But to get what done?
Better once you made that trade.
The trade done. Oh, what if that, done. Was, quickly. That was well, Detroit's that, price?
Look, I hear all that, and I and I'm.
What trade are you talking about? Are you talking about the quickly trade, or are you talking about this trade?
Yes. I'm talking about the quick. I'm talking about the quick.
Hey, don't forget what I said when I had, but I said this might not show out in the paper. But like I told Ricardo when we talked about that trade, I'm like, this might be one of them things that it might not, we might look at what OG scores compared to quickly and Barrett, and it might not bear even, but it might make us a better overall team.
Which is the look, and I get that. But for me, it's that's literally to me the only, I don't look at trades. I say this all the time on this program. I say, I don't look at trades as far as like the numbers versus the numbers. Like, I don't do that. You know, I say this to you even fantasy. I don't care about losing a fantasy trade on paper.
Right, yeah, it's your philosophy.
I only care about the over. The object is when you're in the position that the Knicks are in right now. And I'm not disputing anything that you're saying from an X and O standpoint because, you know, quite frankly, you're a Knicks fan. And, you know, I take a Knicks fan's word for it, especially somebody. But for me, the proof is in the pudding. Like, If the moves are being made, sometimes you make that move because that is how you get to point B. That's the reason. Not because it's a one for one, but because in order to get to point B, we need this right now. Maybe we think that we have a little bit more off the bench, for example. I'll just give you an example. Maybe we think we have more off the bench than maybe you do. And then maybe you were right. Maybe Cam was right over the front office, and they don't have as much off the bench.
That's why I was like, I'm not mad at the trade because it's something we needed. We needed people off the bench. We needed scores now. We needed scores and ball handlers now because we went a couple of weeks, and that was one of the reasons why JB was playing 46 minutes a night, 40 minutes a night, because we literally had no depth to contribute when he go on the sideline, and we actually lose out scoring. We lose out on the plus minus efficiency. So that's why we was running JB. The game before the game, JB got hurt. He ran 46 minutes that game. And I guess they figured, man, we can't keep overworking our best player, especially that Randall's out. So I do understand this trade. And I'm not mad at it, but I'm just like putting everything into a whole thing of, man, we need a six man. We had the six man, but I do still understand. I still understand.
But OG,
we also been winning without OG as well. So
yes,
he's been missing the last 2 weeks as well. So,
and they've lost one game in that time.
He's
been gone.
Yeah,
but so I call it treadmill trading. Like,
okay.
And you know, I can even take it back to last season. Then we can, you know, move off to next if you'd like.
Okay.
But you know, like the Josh Hart trade.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's a first round draft pick kind of player. I think they overpaid for. I really feel like they overpaid for Josh Hart.
They paid a 2023 first rounder because every draft is not created equal.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what draft it's in. Like,
no,
but
I know what Jeremy says. Some drafts have some serious talent coming out than other drafts. So yeah,
I give up a first round pick.
Yeah, it was a pick last year that we gave.
Not that this ain't it. This draft,
hey, but there's but you know, I know people prognosticate and think, but you just never know.
You just never know.
Every draft has a gem. You know what I'm saying? Every draft has. There's tiers, right? I mean, you might
like Kawhi Leonard picks number 17, or you talking about like that? You talking about like Jimmy Butler?
I'm not even talking about players like that. I'm talking about well, not necessarily where the pick is, but I'm just saying if you could find yourself a good six man in a draft, let's say, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18, that's in a week. Draft class, I'll take it.
That's a win.
Because I mean, what is Josh Hart? But a, you know, he's not even really a good six man necessarily. Like,
but he's a good rotation piece, role player. Because he really stepped up in the playoffs when your boy was hurt. Remember, he had like that. He had them two really big game. Well, that's what you need from him. He's not gonna be consistent every game. But if he gets you them two really big game, maybe he had that 15-15 game or something like that when he had the clutch rebounds. And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he has his moments. I'm just like a first round pick for Josh Hart, though. Like, I mean,
like I said, I wish we could have got him for a second, but I understood we needed that player like Josh, like OG. We just needed that player.
That leads me to what I'm saying.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
They made the trade for Josh Hart because remember, they was on OG last year. They didn't want to pay the price, right? So they pay a lesser price for Josh Hart and then just come back and get OG for basically the same thing that they, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's Toronto wanted from them last year.
Trading. Okay. Yeah, they basically just caved in a year later and gave him what they wanted, essentially. Well, maybe not RJ Barrett. I don't know if RJ Barrett was even.
I thought so.
They were probably talking about RJ Barrett last year. Yeah, so.
Okay.
I don't know, but. It is what it is. It's fine, I guess.
Okay, yeah, but I'm cool with the trades, though. I just wanted to put a thing into a full-headed circle for
you know, me. I see Terry Rozier going to Miami for a washed-up player and two draft picks. I'm like, oh, man. I think Terry Rozier is better than Burks myself. You know, I'm like, we could have did that.
Right.
Not as good defensively, though, to be fair.
Right,
which
right,
means right. He means probably not a Thibodeau guy.
Yep, probably not a Thibodeau guy.
Which
probably
is what matters.
But Thibodeau do love Burks, though. Like,
I'm like Thibodeau ain't the GM, though.
Yeah, but they're clearly on the same page.
The GM get him the pieces that fits his system.
I guess my point is to say people are paying less for more value. I guess was my point, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm both of y'all all right. You see other people paying for stuff. But let's get into these other trades right quick. So the Pacers made a move as well. So the Pacers are trading Buddy Hill to the 76ers for Marcus Morris, Furkan Korkmaz, and 3 second-round picks. Jersey, what's your thought? But the 76ers is now getting my buddy, wherever I go. He goes.
I wish it would have happened a couple days earlier. We might have got the W. Where you hit a couple of clutch threes on us, which cost us a 3-point win. I don't know. That's my thoughts. I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no thoughts on this. To me, it's like a whatever kind of trade. But
okay, my thoughts on this is they still stacking up.
Who's they?
76ers. They still stacking up on players that can help spread the court because I believe they really feel like Joel will come back in April for the playoff push, and having somebody like Butler, who's a shooter, as Maxie is the slasher, the driver. Yes, Yeah, Buddy Hill is the shooter. As Maxie is the slasher and driver. You have Tobias, who is a streaky shooter, but he has some shooting ability as well. And Kelly Oubre Jr., who is more of a driver himself. So I kind of see it. It's playing a long game because I guess it's all predicated for Joel coming back, but they must feel like he is for them to make a move like this. So
we also do they really have a choice? But to play like he's gonna make a move, you know what I mean? They've been a win now team for like 3 years, maybe.
Yeah, the last three years.
Yeah, but I guess I mean I don't know why you would make the move if he's lost for the duration. Like till
well, we know that year, what I'm saying is we know he's not lost for the duration because if he was lost for the, we know that it's not a for sure that he's not lost for the duration because we know. They would say he's lost for the duration. They're saying he might come back, he might not. If it's a might not, if you're the 76ers, you have to play it like he's coming
back. Yeah, you have to take that chance, which I understand that. Yeah.
And so they didn't give up much. So
didn't give up much, no. Okay, Utah Jazz made a trade. They trade center Kelly Olynyk and guard Ajay Agbaji to Toronto Raptors for Karen Lewis, Otto Porter Jr., and a 2024 first round pick. So I guess they feel like they need to get a little bigger. I heard this, they might play Olynyk side by side with Yoko. Yoko. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe have him come behind him to give him some quality depth. But they feel like they needed more size.
Who, the Toronto?
Yes, because they've been playing Barnes at PL, but I think they feel like they won't move him probably to either shooting guard or small.
So small forward, yeah.
Yeah, because when you're letting Jabari Smith Jr., who has one rebound game, just eat on you, like the way that the Rockets ate on them, we don't eat at the front court on we win with rebounds by our guards out rebounding other stuff like that. Like they did, I don't know.
Toronto, but it's kind of smallish with Bones at power forward.
What are they doing though? What are they really doing? Why are they doing what they're doing?
We got some more time to talk, but I guess they feel like they can probably make a run for it in the playing game of the AC.
They're hard. No. No.
I don't know why.
I think this is
next year moves.
A longer term.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know. Toronto.
I don't know, man.
They get a first round draft pick out of it.
Right, they did. Huh? They did get a first round draft pick out of it. They did. But I don't know, man. How far are they out? What are they in the East? X-A word, what is...
Alexa, what's Toronto? The Toronto Raptors record?
I wonder if they're in the
11th place.
Toronto Raptors are 12th in the Eastern Conference.
They're 18 and 33, bro.
That's not fault. That's not fault from Brooklyn. I believe Brooklyn is number 10, and I believe they're probably 21.
But Alexa, what's the Brooklyn Nets record?
This season, the Brooklyn Nets are 11th in the Eastern Conference at 20 and 30.
Okay, I know. I know that when we went over the records, when we went over that basketball at the time. I know what you're about to say, Jersey, but I just don't know. I'm just trying to rationalize why they, because they made more moves. We're gonna get to. I'm just trying to rationalize why they're making these moves as well.
To me, they're doing just what you don't want to do. They're a team that's fighting to get to mid with mid assets, mid everything. You cannot do this in basketball. Cannot do this in basketball.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out what they're doing. So that's how that's exactly what I'm thinking.
What they're doing is effing themselves down the stretch in the long term. What they're going to find themselves is the eighth team in the East for the next 10 years if things work out for them. That's what they're doing.
Okay. We're about to get into a little Thunder now. They made a little move as well. They traded Trey Mann and forward Davis Bertans to Charlotte Hornets for Gordon
Hayward. You said OKC?
Did I say
that's OKC? Yeah, you said Thunder?
Yes.
That's the Clippers, right?
No, Thunder.
Oh, okay. I thought, oh, does he have a brother that played for the Clippers?
Who? I say if I say man. Trey Mann, I meant to say Terrence Mann.
Oh, you said Trey Mann. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Okay.
Are they brothers?
Gotcha. Okay.
Wait, no, they say Trey on here, but it's got, wait, yeah, because Terrence Mann is the one with the Clippers. Yeah, they say Trey Mann right here because I just copied and pasted. So oh. They say Trey right here. Yeah.
Are they brothers?
Yeah, Terrence Mann is the one for the Clippers. Yeah, Trey Mann is for OKC. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, because I didn't type it. I just copied and pasted in my notes. I'm like, wait,
I think they're brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or
I could be wrong. Yeah, because that's not a very common name.
No, I know. They were related. Yeah, that's what I was like, no.
And the whole T first name thing.
Right. It's yeah. You know. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I appreciate your deduction.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Terrence Mann is for the Clippers. Yes. Yeah. So Trey.
Okay. Gotcha.
And, you know, I think they got Trey because I don't know if Ball even coming back for the season, bro. I think they might call Ball out just like they've been doing the center Williams for the longest. And I don't know, man. I do understand why the Thunder got Haywood. A lot of things, what I heard so far today is that Haywood is going to be that guy that's going to take the place of what's the guy called who I traded to you and who we love the draft? Josh Giddey. Minutes and stuff like that because he's really been kind of under.
I do think his name is Giddey.
Giddey, okay.
Oh, it's Giddey.
Yeah, I think it's pronounced Giddey. Yeah, Giddey.
Josh Giddey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I heard like they want somebody that's a veteran player to come in, give some quality minutes because they feel like Josh is rolling. He just haven't been playing up the snub and they really feel like they're making a push, you know, push to do something this year. So.
Because, you know, OKC don't got to really do too much. Just little tweaks here. They, you know.
But they bring in
the probably need like, to do anything. Right. Yeah. I don't mind this for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this for you. Oh, sorry.
Are you crazy? The Pacers is waving for Furkan Korkmaz. Pacers is waving him.
Never even heard of
they're
him.
They're waving who?
The guy they traded for Buddy Hill.
That's a pretty cool name, though.
Right. The Wizards made a trade with Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks, Daniel Gafford to the Mavericks. For
I knew it was a big man. I knew it was for a big man. That's the only trade that made sense.
For Rashawn Holmes and a draft pick. I missed the draft pick that was named at the time. It was like undisclosed draft pick.
That sucks. That's actually good for Dallas, man.
Yeah, not the only move they made. We're gonna get to some more trades they made too.
So wait, does that mean that the big man from this draft, what?
Lively? He's out.
Yeah, Derek Lively.
He's been hurt.
Yeah,
he's been hurt.
He's been hurt with a broken nose.
He was balling at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, he was doing something right before he got hurt as well. He fell off a little bit in December, and he started to build back up. I was picking him up a lot of places, but then he broke his nose.
Oh.
So
You know, they got him with blood money, so it's God's work right there, man.
Right.
Because that was the Knicks pick, yes.
God's plan.
They stole it, so.
Right. Mm. So the Raptors involved in another trade.
You hear that?
So
they traded.
The Raptors made another trade.
Come on here and argue with us for 6
Dennis
weeks.
Dennis Schroeder and Thaddeus Young to the Brooklyn Nets for Spencer Dinwiddie, and I think it was a draft pick too, but I mixed the draft pick. But then they released Spencer Dinwiddie. I think they just wanted the draft pick.
Let me tell you something, Thaddeus Young. That man is going to play till he's like 50 years old, bro.
How old is he now?
Alexa, how old is Thaddeus Young?
Thaddeus Young is 35 years old.
35.
Sounds like the name of a college.
Thaddeus Young.
Thaddeus Young University.
Yeah, I went to FYU or TYU.
Yeah.
I think right. Thaddeus is spelled with a T. I don't know.
Yes.
How do you spell Thaddeus? Yeah?
Thad.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So wait, but tell me that this makes the Nets worse somehow.
It doesn't. Actually, I think Schroeder's a better player than Spencer Dinwiddie right now, so.
Man, Spencer Dinwiddie had little run 6-7 years ago. I just don't know what happened to him.
And he got hurt, and then I think. I don't know. Like the last season, he was all right. This year, it just kind of...
It just never was like it was 6-7 years ago, man.
And when Dinwiddie's like, what, early 30s?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they say a lot of teams.
Alexa, how old is Spencer Dinwiddie? I'm going to tell you what, Cam. You know why this sucks? Honest to God, I would have picked him up if I was the Knicks. I wouldn't have bothered with
Burke.
Yeah.
Just you're missing one big thing. Burke is what? Thibodeau's son.
Is Thibodeau's guy. I know. The prodigal son returns. I understand.
Yeah. So Charlotte was involved in another trade. They traded PJ Washington to the Mavericks. That's a big move.
That's crazy. And I saw Washington went somewhere. I didn't see who.
Right.
They gave
up
a bunch for him. He must be the man.
Right. So
he wasn't even starting in Charlotte.
Who?
PJ Washington. He only started.
Why did they give up so much for him? You agreed with
you. You know.
But this is what they gave up. I never say what
it's just a lineup thing.
Let me let the people know that's listening what they gave up. So they gave up Grant Williams, who they got in free agency from Celtics last year. Seth Curry.
No big deal.
And a first round draft pick, which I heard is lightly protected, which I have no idea what that means.
Lightly protected? What is lightly? Well, I know what protected.
To me, that's like
1 through 4.
Now, I put something in the group dealing with one of these trades. I think with this trade right here, and Carter, I'm going to have to send it to you. We're going to have to really break this down. Because what it looks like, I don't know what it means like for the Knicks. Are we going to get a first-round pick from Dallas because they gave this away? I mean, it's from Bobby Marks. So I'm going to have to send it to you. It confused me. So I really would like to hear audio of Bobby Marks explaining it instead of just a tweet. But it was pretty
clear.
Oh, I got to get
to it. What was the trade?
Was this trade right here. But then he was talking about the ramifications of Dallas giving up their first round draft pick, and they had to do some other stuff and able to give that up. So it's like a long explanation. I needed to
New York.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, either way, that's a draft pick that the reason it's lightly protected. I think what they mean also is that it's so high as compared to the likely trajectory for the team that's giving it up that it's almost definitely going to convey.
Convey. Right? Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah. That was I was thinking. It's like, you know, unless a whole bunch of people get hurt, you're going to get that pick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Because teams aren't likely to tank when they give that pick up because it's not going to help them to have that pick.
Right.
So they're going to play hard.
Right.
Well, you know, and coach hard.
Right.
All
right, man. So Milwaukee made it a trade. They acquired Patrick Beverley from the 76ers for a campaign and a second round pick. So I guess they wanted to make room for campaign, he runs more the point guard. I don't even know. I guess that's the build.
Cameron Payne, I never thought he'd be around the NBA this long when he got drafted by OKC. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, good for him.
I thought he was drafted by the Bulls.
I thought it was OKC. I could be wrong.
Bulls. Yeah, I could be wrong as well. But I just thought.
Alexa, when was Cameron Payne drafted? Yep, OKC.
OKC, okay.
2015, yeah.
All right, all right. Yeah, actually, how the hell he got to the Bulls? Did they traded him now?
Pretty sure. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But I do remember him playing his first season or two with OKC.
Okay, yeah, I just remember from the Bulls, so I thought that he was young. Mm. So, I don't know, but that's the most important stuff from the trade deadline and stuff, and, you know. But now we're about to
splashes.
But no.
Yeah.
I think PJ Washington moving was probably the biggest. Because just to finish my thought real quick, he wasn't starting with Charlotte, but he got starter minutes. He was playing like 33 minutes a game. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know.
Not but he's a real starter, he, but he's but a real deal kind of minutes. Dude, you think?
Yeah, he's and he could score, rebound a bit for us because he's not a big. Yeah, he, I think he's like 6'9".
Yeah, I think he's like 6'9" or 6'10". Point guard. Yeah.
So like,
I'm talking about PJ Washington, not.
Oh, you're talking about PJ Washington? Cam. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Cameron. Oh, yeah, PJ Washington is definitely like 6'9" or 6'10". Yeah.
The all brothers,
Cameron Payne.
How does this move the needle for the for these teams? Like, do you think any teams needle like? Was that what
it moved? I think that the trade that Dallas and I think that that helps them the most. I think they got the most help.
PJ Washington to me as well is a better scorer than Williams and you know, they didn't even give him Curry no run like that. But I think he's a better scorer than Williams. Williams might be better defender, better like team guy, but I think Washington could do more. And he could do kind of what Williams do and do more. He spread the court better. He's a better three-point shooter. He just an all-around better offensive weapon. And if they need that to spread the court so Luke and Irving could do work, they just added a big man jump shooter to their team that could do
so
that.
So did they not do enough to make a deep run? That
overall, yeah, with, between that, that and
I think if Kyrie's fully healthy and Luke is I think they can make it to pretty deep.
If Kyrie doesn't decide to write a book. Or something
go hiking in the Himalayas or something.
All right, fellas, we're about to get to this next topic right here. We all know what's Super Bowl party is happening.
That's a buddy bowl.
Yeah, football. All right, y'all. That's my
I'm so
bowl
not
song.
Excited about this game.
Me either.
And, let's start what do you with the man? Who get the honeys because his nickname is Black Money. Also, Ace of Spade. Man, what's your prediction with this game? What's inside of this game, Blaze? What you got?
Man, I don't know. Honestly, I guess I'm leading Taylor Swift's team. Taylor Swift's team. I don't know. I think the 49ers has a better team. They have more weapons. It's just Mahomes and Andy Reid. I thought they were going to lose to Buffalo. I thought they were going to lose to Ravens, and they went in those two teams and blew them out. So it's you don't bet against Mahomes. I think
I've learned my lesson.
You don't bet against Mahomes.
Got burnt.
So Carter, why are you not excited about this Super Bowl, man? Give us some thoughts.
Oh, I just think it's a me thing. I don't think it's the matchup because on paper, it's a great matchup. You know, great quarterback versus just great all around team. Two really good. Well, one's a Hall of Fame coach. One's a potentially a Hall of Fame coach, I guess, depending on you know what happens in this Super Bowl in the future. But I don't know. It's just. I'm just not that excited. I really couldn't put a finger on it. Maybe it's because I'm older. Maybe it's because football is my third favorite sport, which usually hasn't stopped me from enjoying the Super Bowl before. And it still might be great, but I'm just not really energized for it. But,
you got a
you
dog
know.
In the race? You got a horse in the race? Are you going, picking?
Not really. I guess... I guess that's the thing too. I don't really have a person, a individual, or a thing to root for real. Like, I mean, okay, Pat Mahomes. Like, rooting for him to win a third Super Bowl. I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like whatever to me.
Okay, Jersey from Jersey. I know me. You had a little preview on CH. About this conversation, so give us your riveting thoughts and your predictions going on at the Super Bowl.
From this, from an X's and O's standpoint, I personally think that I mean, it actually should be a. I'll first say I'm not super excited for the Super Bowl. I generally am not super excited for Super Bowls. This probably goes back to my wrestling days, but also like. I just play fantasy football from April through whatever. And by now, I'm kind of worn out of football. So that's it's just a me thing. I think it could be a compelling game because what you have is a team that is – I think that the 49ers are just by far the most talented team in football, like in mm-hmm. every single mm-hmm. way, shape, and form. They are the most talented team in football. And Kyle Shanahan said he could win the Super Bowl with what's my man's name on the Vikings? Oh God, he was the backup quarterback with Mullins. If he had Mullins, he got caught saying that. So you know, because of the pieces that he has there, you know, and he does have, and he has a way better quarterback than that. However, you do have Pat Mahomes is just a winner, and it's what you were saying, Ricardo. What do we? Like mm-hmm. for him to win his third, if he was winning his final Super Bowl or his, this is just like the third mm-hmm. Super Bowl. And if he loses it, so what? He'll be in the conversation again various other right. times if given he stays healthy. And it's not, so there's no, right. it's no, there's no.
I mean, three Super Bowls under 30 is impressive. Don't get me wrong. I'm just, you know, it's not something that
no. It's to beyond happen, you know, impressive. Yeah? It's so impressive. Yeah. It's boring. Andy Reid and he—that combination is the combination where people are saying, "Well, it's Andy Reid and it's Pat Mahomes. How do you go against it?" And you don't go against it unless you have all of the weaponry that the 49ers have. My pick is—I'm going with the weaponry in the end, but it may well be a compelling Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But if the Chiefs play the way they played most of the year. And I'm not sitting on the fence. But if the Chiefs play the way they played for 80% of the year, I don't think it will be a Super Bowl.
Close,
no.
Yeah, but the Chiefs are not playing like that. The last two games, which is playoff games, they've been amazing. They're not playing like that.
It can always happen.
See, Buffalo didn't surprise me. Baltimore surprised me.
Both of them surprised me.
That one.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't surprised they won in Buffalo.
Well, for me, they both was tough, and I'm gonna tell you why I went with the Chiefs and against the Bills and against the. Well, I didn't do it against them. I picked the Ravens though at the last second. But what I should have noticed at the same thing I looked at too with the Bills. The Chiefs was a road team. They only lost two games mm-hmm. on the road.
Yeah,
they normally play really great on the road. And they playing in Las Vegas. That's a field that they. Used to, they played there once already this year when they played against Vegas.
Was it? Continue.
And and I've been going back and forth who to really pick because it's some things I like on the Chiefs side that they do very well. Even though I know they were missing probably their best offensive lineman, they're missing one of their key pass rushers, and they got some things I like Jersey State itself, star power, man, like. The 49ers have the bigger names, but, you know, they came up pretty crazy in the first half against Packers and in the first half against the Lions, and it took stuff to really go their way that I don't know if Andy Reid going to take the risk of a Campbell or if Mahomes going to throw the picks of a Love in the second half that will bring to help the 49ers come back. So, it's pretty crazy. I'm going to lean very closely with the Niners because I have to pick one for the pod. But, you know, like Jersey said, not riding the fence. I would not be surprised if the Chiefs win and Mahomes bring back his third Super Bowl.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. I'm going for the Chiefs. I learned my lesson because
I'm tripling down. I'm picking the 49ers. Myself. I'm tripling down.
Okay.
The talent has to win out eventually, man. Like, that's honestly, like, offense, defense, special, like, what facet of the game, except for quarterback, which is obviously a big deal, which part of the game aren't the 49ers better?
Like you say, quarterback, coaching, and probably pass defense. Chiefs is a better pass defense.
See, I think coaching might be a wash. Why is Andy Reid head and shoulders a better coach than Shanahan?
How many Super Bowls Andy Reid have over Shanahan?
How many Pat Mahomes are there? He didn't get one. I mean, that doesn't. I'm not saying he's not a Hall of Fame coach. I'm just saying, why is he better than Kyle Shanahan?
Super Bowls once again. He's proven. Yeah. Shanahan not a proven Super Bowl winner, bro.
Remember, he lost in the Lions.
Doesn't mean you're not. Huh?
He lost in the Lions.
Oh, against the Patriots?
Mm-hmm. And that was that they were blowing out the Patriots.
That was Dan Quinn defense.
I think the defense and offense fell apart because they couldn't score no more either. Like,
no, the second half they couldn't score.
To me,
yeah, I don't know. I think if you have that kind of lead and you're a defense, you need to hold that kind of lead. Yeah. If your offense
got to keep, but your defense has to put you in that position. That's the key word when your offense struggle. That's why
I guess this is kind of my point though. Have there been many games where you said, man, Shanahan don't know what he's doing, bro? Like, he's making really.
When they played the Ravens
every week when he want to call out everything, he called out every play in the group. Jersey, Carter, you go look at it, bro. So They'll probably have some people that feel that way, bro.
Okay.
No, I know a lot of people.
I'm not a Niners fan. I was legitimately asking. I don't.
No, I didn't think you were. I thought you were legitimately asking. Yeah. I'll tell you in my other group.
The Ravens made them look small, real small.
I mean, they were a good team, but how many teams after the 49ers made it look small that was good teams?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah, I've seen Kansas City look small really this small. Year at times, so I don't know.
Right, right. So it could be a flipper. It just matter how they play. But, I'm just saying, yes, Cotto, even though, my brother, Big 49, I think, me and Jersey had this thing. My brother think Shanahan is no different than Mike McCarthy or Mike Tomlin. He think they all even.
Which makes them all. I don't actually disagree with him.
I think Shanahan is a little better. I think he's better.
Well, I think he's younger, so he has a higher upside. But I think right now they're about similar. But my thing is, and I agree with you, Cam, that if you're just talking like overall, like yes, head and shoulders. But it's a different kind of. I don't think in a one game scenario he is necessarily. I think what makes him better is what he's going to do over the course of it. But in a small – football is a small sample sport.
Right.
Kyle Shanahan, Mike McCarthy, and Mike Tomlin could all outcoach Andy Reid on a given day because they're good enough – because they have abundance of wins. All those wins can happen on one given Sunday. That's what makes them the coaches that people go to. And the fact is that if – Andy Reid could easily get outcoached by Kyle Shanahan on a given day. That so wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's the same thing go with a player not having a best game. Like, Kelsey could not have his best game. Kittle could not have his best game. What's the line, the great linebacker for the 49? I forgot his name that fast. But nevertheless,
Bosa?
Warner. Warner could not have his best day. It could happen, but that's always in the realm of possibility. But it's a big pressure moment, bro. And we have saw Reed have stepped up in big pressure moments where we have not seen it from those other coaches. And that right there, Ricardo, for me, that's where I give Andy Reid the edge.
We've seen every single one of those coaches I use step up in a big moment. We've seen step up with take a six seed all the way to the Super Bowl and win the championship. Uh-huh. We saw Mike Tomlin take a team and then have an O-line and go win a Super Bowl. We saw Kyle Shanahan take a team that had Jimmy Garoppolo as a quarterback and go to the Super Bowl. I have a lot of pushback on the fact that we haven't seen them step up in big moments.
When? But did they win the Super Bowl? Because I'm talking about Shanahan and
I don't get caught up in such small sample biases.
Okay, I got you, but I get caught up in the facts of the matter and the fact, like, for me, that might not be true for you, but for me, like, that right there, being outcoached by the very coach you're going against, not saying it can't happen, but you got to prove it to happen. So
I don't believe that. Shanahan has to prove
he can win that game.
Let me just say this real quick. So is Barry Switzer better than Kyle Shanahan? He won a Super Bowl.
No.
And that's a fact.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, but we talk about the, saying, you know, we talk about wait, 90, wait, wait, 96 what? Compared to
no, but that's not a that's not fair, Cam.
I mean, it is. We talk about two teams that literally paid three, four years ago, bro.
What I don't understand how that's relevant season, though.
But we're just talking about who's better then. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So why wouldn't Barry Switzer be better than Kyle Shanahan since he won the Super Bowl?
Because Barry Switzer didn't play against Kyle Shanahan and beat and outcoach Kyle Shanahan what? Like Andy Reid did.
That's not how we look at sports.
That's not how you look at sports. I got you.
You. No, Cam. I can't.
I mean, that's fine, bro. But we compare across eras all the time. I just think Andy Reid is a better coach than Shanahan. To Shanahan prove, like, oh, he got right, right.
And I'm not necessarily saying he isn't. Yeah, I'm not saying.
But Ricardo asked me what makes Andy Reid. You are saying it, Ricardo, because he literally asked me just a while ago, Jersey, if you were listening, what makes Andy Reid better than Shanahan? He literally just asked me that.
Oh, and your answer is the Super Bowl wins make him better.
Amongst other things. I think Andy Reid is a better coach.
He played them. They played each other already.
When they played each other head-to-head, he outcoached the guy and beat him.
Okay.
That's not saying the 49ers can't win.
Right, right,
but
right.
Andy Reid is a proven multi-Super Bowl winning coach. It's not just the Super Bowl makes it. So that makes the Barry Switzer thing irrelevant. I'm talking about Reid versus Kyle Shanahan, what makes him better than Shanahan.
Okay, because I remember what people were saying about Andy Reid before Pat Mahomes got there.
I hear that.
And they was like, yeah,
he said that thing. That's why he got kicked out of
Philly. Can't get over the hump. Right. Yep. You know, so.
Nonsense things that they always say. That's what I'm saying. I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
But those narratives always, it's like, the goalpost that gets moved until it does, and it's just, it's annoying analysis because honestly, like, you could just say that about anybody. Like, you know what I mean? And it's not necessarily true. Lots of circumstances come. There's lots of good quarterbacks, lots of good coaches that don't win Super Bowls.
Those moments are
pressure moments, and they still say it about coaches who do win Super Bowls because you just said it, and we were talking about coaches that won Super Bowls, including Tomlin. And I'm not saying you were repeating what is said. Tomlin and McCarthy, it gets said about them that they can't win. Doesn't it get said about them? You just said that. It does. And they won a Super Bowl. These narratives are just, they're ridiculous. They're so.
I say my brother looks at them as the same as Shanahan. They all equal.
Same level.
What I just said.
Equal.
No, you said I said they couldn't win. He never said they couldn't win. He just look at them all as they are no better.
But wasn't
the
point that Shanahan hasn't proven that he could win? No.
When I brought that up, I was just bringing up how my brother, because, you know, Ricardo asked a different question. I was bringing up how 49ers fans look at Shanahan in a different light than the average. Like, that's not a fan of the team.
Yeah.
The average, the common thread about those teams is that they're not winning enough when it matters.
Oh, yeah, I got you. But that wasn't what I was bringing up and why I brought it up. I just brought it up because what Ricardo had said before then, it wasn't about, like, the winning thing or nothing like that. It wasn't about the Andy Reid thing or nothing like that. When Ricardo asked the question, man, I'm like, man, did Shanahan? I'm like, yes, from 49ers fans, do look at Shanahan as not that good. Like, my brother, like, for me, I like Shanahan. I think he's a little bit too hard on him, but I understand. Mm. I do understand that's his team, and I can't blame him or knock him for that.
Right.
That's the reason I brought that up. And you're not wrong in what you're saying either, Jerry. But that wasn't the same thing. What I was bringing up, what you were saying. But well, you're not wrong.
I guess
I don't.
And Andy
Reid. I hear you.
Andy Reid in Philly. I hated him because he cost me too much money. So personally, I love him now because he. What happened? Well, I guess I do know what happened. Patrick Mahomes happened. And
because Andy Reid was Kyle Shanahan before Pat Mahomes. That was my point.
So many coaches are, Ricardo. That's the point. That's why it's not.
Yeah.
But where does everybody go once they do? You don't. You just.
That makes me feel like
all coaches are until they're not. Unless you're like five coaches on one hand that you can count. Like, it's just.
It seemed like Jersey was green, but
coaches are judged by Super Bowls or
yes, but this was, but this like, how you make me main... feel, Cuddle. This how you make me feel when you say that Tell Mahomes. Like, he's not good to a level that he's not good at. But everybody
No, he didn't win. Says, no, no, no. I'm saying no, he no, didn't
but,
win.
Yeah, you said but until Mahomes. When you say until Mahomes, yeah. Like that's the whole yeah. That's the sole purpose. Everybody needs horses to win. Like me, I always tell Drake, but you gotta have them horses, bro. You gotta have them horses. But he was able to get the weapons and he was the master of the chessboard. And he put them chessboard pieces, which is a coach's job to put your players in the proper position to win the game. And the players executed. Right. And Mahomes is executed at a great level. I don't think
yes.
I don't think it's a knock on Andy Reid that he have Mahomes.
And so
I don't think it is either. It's just a fact.
Shanahan put his forces in great positions too. They lost a 10-point game to a team that was with a less talented team. They lost one game, and it's such a knock. It's just a small sample bias, bro. It is a small. It's just a statistically small sample bias.
Yeah, it's a small sample, but that's a sample we gotta go by. At least
I watch a lot of football. Me, one game.
At least for me, when we talking about one game and we trying to say, okay, if this better than this, it's kind of, I remember how we was doing the position, the receiver position is better than this receiver position. So why is that not fair for the coaches? Why can't we nitpick about two really good coaches and see which one is the best? We got to do that. I'm talking about one game. And I'm giving you the reasons why I feel like one coach better than other, regardless of a small sample size or not. We have a sample.
I agreed with you that he was better. But what I also said was that he's not so what because Ricardo
said you don't have to go by that.
Because I'll quote Ricardo exactly. He said, "What makes him so much better?" Did I misquote you?
No, I said what makes it. Yeah, the main difference between one and the other is one has won and one has not.
And where you getting that from? That's very small sample, right? Because we have to have a sample of something to grade something out. Regardless of a small sample, a large sample, or not, Jers, that's a sample we have to use. You don't have to use. But Ricardo just referred to that sample just not by saying one won and one didn't. So he's still referring to that same sample that I'm referring to at the end of the day.
I think he was just stating your point.
But he still, did he not refer from that sample?
No, I think he was just.
No, he didn't. Oh, so Reid didn't win the Super Bowl over Shanahan?
Yes.
That means he was referring to that sample. Point blank.
I think he was just stating your point.
You got it, dog. He pulled it from that particular sample, brother. He's referring from that sample that you said is a small sample that you don't like to refer from.
No, I think he was just stating your point.
But he's also stating my point by referring from that same sample.
Because that's what you used to make your point. So if you're gonna,
so when you say that you don't like using that sample and that's a small buying sample, then you disregarding it. But at the end of the day, we still all referring.
I never disregarded anything. I said was it doesn't make him so much. My literal word.
Ricardo, did Jersey say he don't like using small samples words, like Cam, that, Ricardo?
My literal words were, Cam, I agree with you that he's head and shoulders on a large sample specifically. But if we're talking about one game, they've both proven that they can win well enough that they could win on a – I've seen him do enough.
Ricardo, did Jersey say verbatim he don't like using small sample samples like I would not brought up that last Super Bowl, correct? So you're not using a small sample, bro. You just said you don't like that, bro.
No.
I don't remember him saying I don't like. I just think he smarted. It's a small sample size.
Yeah, but he did.
He said it's a small sample.
I'm not going to just use a small sample to make my point.
1 hour and 8 minutes in. Now we'll go by this when it drops, bro. We'll go back a little bit.
I said I'm not going to just use a small sample.
You say you also
because
don't
we
like
have we have other samples, things bro. To because but the point okay. was what makes him not be able, good enough to perform on the same level as Andy Reid, unless I misunderstood Ricardo's point. My point was yes, if they go in the hall, if we're talking about who's going to the Hall of Fame, yes, if you're talking about who's the better coach over the course of the season and this, that, and the third, but it's not like we have freaking
we probably gotta wrap this part up soon too.
It's not like we have the coach of the Packers against Andy Reid. We have a coach who has guided teams
to various different accolades and ways that they can prove that they can beat good teams and beat some good teams down. We've seen him do it various times. So I'm not going to just say because that one particular game, he cannot do it. This particular game.
That was never the point. You switching the narrative.
That was
now.
Always
can,
my point.
Can you hear me?
That wasn't the main point. Bro. My main
yes,
point
we can
was
hear
never.
You.
Okay.
Go ahead, Blaze. Go ahead.
I got kicked out. That's why.
Okay.
And I still came back. You guys are still arguing.
That Shanahan couldn't do it.
That was Ricardo's point. No, that's what he asked.
No, Ricardo asked, why would I like Reed better than Shanahan? That's not what saying Shanahan couldn't do it, bro. Let's get back to the main point.
Ricardo, isn't that what you were asking? What I think you're asking?
Because you said that
Reed is the better coach.
That's the reasons.
And what
right. And I said, and then I said, is he that much better?
That's,
right.
That was what I said.
That's not saying that he couldn't do it. I just feel like Reed is the better coach. Right.
I feel he's a better coach.
Is the better quarterback over Burrow. That's not saying
my but that was my whole point. I was just answering the question as to why I thought that was a fair question.
But it seemed like you switched everything I'm saying, talking about he couldn't. I never said he couldn't win. So if that's something you were saying, like,
I never said that. I was speaking to my.
Okay.
You're making this about. I was speaking to the point that Ricardo was making, and I even prefaced it by saying I agree with you that he's head and shoulders, but I also think that he's not so much better that he couldn't win. Isn't that why I said, Ricardo?
Okay, I have one last question for you guys.
Oh Lord,
who's better, Tom Coughlin or Belichick?
Belichick.
Tom Coughlin beat him twice.
He beat him twice in the Super Bowl. You're right. But dude, Tom Coughlin got
played him twice, beat him twice.
But dude, Tom Coughlin got more Super Bowls.
Oh, okay.
Hey, my end of the day,
but he beat him twice.
That was
he beat him head to head twice.
But how many Super Bowls do Kyle Shanahan have had? Once again, I ask Jersey the same thing.
But it's the same question that you're answering with, though. That's what I'm. Because I'm like,
that's not the end all be all. That's just one of the reasons when they face
one of the points using.
That's one of the points.
Yeah, so
when
it's one of a few things.
Small bang, but that's just one of the points.
I was speaking to the fact that you didn't listen to my whole. You didn't. You're fixated on one thing I said outside of the context.
But I also said that was just one of my points, bro, and you missing that as well.
What do you mean I'm missing that? I'm just saying that. I'm just
it's
saying
okay, bro.
That,
just listen back
that,
to the pod.
He's not,
back
that
to the
he's not head and shoulders above him in the same situation. That is really the whole point I've been making, Cam, the whole way. You could listen back. You listen carefully.
You listen back to it, bro. That goes back to my point of,
well,
I
check the videotape.
I got
forgot who used to say that.
Well,
Shanahan, regardless of what you're saying, bro, that was my initial statement. That
that's fair.
I understand, but I'm not talking about you. I
just think it's close.
But Ricardo point came up from me, but you was going against stuff I was saying after Ricardo made his statement, bro. You was arguing against me. You
I was arguing against some of the points that you were making, but
yes,
like,
that's my whole point. You was arguing against some of the points I was making. That's why I'm
because I don't because my argument certain points were not the same as your point.
Well,
because
I think Tom Coughlin
against me,
was
you
better
your own mouth.
Than Belichick.
All right, Cam, it was about
you. I agree.
It was part of it was about me, bro. You just said it out your mouth, bro.
Because you played me twice, I beat you twice.
It's a Schengen thing. It's okay, bro.
All right, what's the next topic?
Yeah, if we had Tom Brady, we would have had 8 championships, too.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Fuck the Giants. The Jaguars.
Like I said, we're still on Jersey. Giants win the Super Bowl before Cowboys.
Ah, well, we didn't make it that bad, so I can't even take it that seriously.
Oh, okay.
Put some money up or a drink up.
Oh, or nothing matter.
You got to buy me one of them drinks
from
the Sugar Factory.
Oh, okay. Good, fair enough.
Okay.
Right, that's man. A deal.
Right, before we get to the Jaguars is under the segment of
one drink.
Got to be more careful.
Got to be more careful.
Got to be more careful. So, the Jaguars team is asking FanDuel to return the stolen money.
King Julius is home.
The kids are home. Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's like so ridiculous. They employed that employee who took the money and used his credit card, their credit card, to gamble.
That's the Jaguars guy, right?
Yeah. Gamble on FanDuel for $20 million. He spent $20 million? Yeah. So yeah, so can you imagine your company must be really dumb that you don't notice that 20
good save, Blaze.
No, but you don't know that $20 million is missing and
and it's you not gave like a credit he's all as a bogue, like he was siphoning here, siphoning there. I still agree what you're saying though, Blaze. Don't think I'm not. Mm-hmm. But that's not
no, I understand. He was siphoning
this $20 million all at one point.
Over how long was he embezzling this money?
It was over a couple of years.
I thought it was a year. Was it a couple?
I thought it was like two.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm sorry.
He was over the team's credit card per se, traveling? But it's like a digital. He was the dude that paid for all the travel expenses for the team.
Yeah, he was the travel expense guy or something like that. Yeah. So he was booking the charters, hotel stuff like that.
Yeah, everything that the team need when they're on the road and stuff, buying that's team related. He had the card to the owner's money for the team. But it's not a physical card.
There is checks and balances. Because he got caught eventually, but I guess it's the slow to, you know, obviously they probably audit themselves like, hey, hold on.
Because he put himself in a country club. He bought a lavish.
He was taking private flights, man. This man was like, he was doing the most.
So whoever's their accountant, they're holding. Especially if it was, you say, over 2-3 years.
I think he was the partial accountant of the team. They had to
control. No, he wasn't. He wasn't an accountant, though. He was a low. They said he was low level. He was a low level.
That's what I'm saying. That accountant needs on to be fired. Blade, thing we talked about when it first happened.
Yeah, exactly. No, they should be fired. All those guys should be fired. No, they said it. He was low level. I listened to it. They were talking about it on the radio. They said he was a low level employee.
Okay.
Well, he wasn't middle level employee.
But I'll say this: I don't know if the account necessarily needs to be fired because you got to remember, like, when you're dealing with a company that makes hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, like everything's not. There's a lot of money being moved around. Like, I guess the point is to catch it. Like, it's really hard to say.
Yeah, but FanDuel, you're getting this bill from FanDuel every two days. You're getting a bill from FanDuel. Last thing we checked, FanDuel is a gambling site, not an airport or airplane, charter plane.
I don't know how things are set up. Maybe they look at the books every 6 months, every year. I don't know. But here's my thing. This is what, like, this is where criminals really get caught. They get
greedy.
Because I bet you if he stole $100,000 over 2 years, he probably would be a free man still. You know what I'm saying? Like,
probably would have never noticed because they'd be like, oh, he might have just overcharged. They might have wanted extra stuff.
They have a margin of error automatically. And then the thing,
and then the thing that's really absurd is that the Jaguars reach out to FanDuel and say, can you give us our money back? We didn't know he was gambling. Like, are you for real? I'd be like,
FanDuel said no, by the way, for the fans that's listening.
Yeah, FanDuel said no. They said, get out of here. What are you, crazy? You're probably like, what are you talking about, Willis?
Right.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, let's get to the next topic, man. Red Bull's boss, Christian Horner, who's over the Formula One Red Bull
racing team.
Racing team is being investigated over allegation of inappropriate conduct and behavior.
Oh boy.
You got cut out, buddy. Allegations about
inappropriate conduct and behavior.
Oh boy.
Which could kind of mean anything, but
right,
it's usually anything from
but usually they say that that's a woman. Woman.
Maybe you think it's anything or racial. Man. Yeah, it could be a man or something. What about something racial?
I feel if it was racial, they would have said it.
Okay.
You know, race is such a hot button thing. Like, who knows? But let's see.
Yeah, but sex too would be a hot button thing. Everyone's
that's
getting.
That's true.
What you think? Is everything?
I don't know. I don't know if Jersey's here. Oh, okay. That's not a job. Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, let's go to the next Ravens, topic. Mark Andrews. Yeah. He assists with an in-flight emergency on a plane. So a lady was having having a medical problem in the middle of the plane. It was a Southwest flight. And there was a doctor.
Mark Andrews flies Southwest is so funny to me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That dude hit crazy. There was a doctor and a nurse that was on board. They couldn't really figure out what was going on with us. Mark Andrews came up there. It was like, maybe she's a diabetic. I have a way to check her blood sugar. And sure enough, her blood sugar was super low. So the attendants gave her tons of orange juice so they could spike her sugar back up. She was able to, as the doctors, and he aided the doctors and nurse as well. He gave them credit too for being the majority to help, even though they gave him credit for thinking about seeing if her blood sugar was low.
Yeah.
And showing them a way to test it without their normal equipment there. And she was able to walk off the plane. She did not want to go to the hospital, and she went home about a week after that. So why you think it's so crazy that this man frugal enough to go to Southwest, man?
Because he's frugal enough to fly Southwest. That's why his eyes, I don't know. Like,
he was just going on vacation in Arizona, bro.
Man, when you're as big as football players are, and if you have the money, I ain't flying Southwest, but that's just me. I need me a little leg room, a little hip room. It's really the comfort more than the price,
right.
If that makes any sense.
Like, you fly Southwest when you retire from football, and you're not getting a check.
Jersey?
Yeah, I mean,
you're a multi-millionaire. You still flying Southwest?
I'm a Cancer. If I'm even 100,000 there, I'm probably in first class.
Right.
I didn't know what that means.
I'm a Cancer still here with DD. I mean, like,
bro, I didn't know what that even meant at first. You're like, what that mean? You're a Cancer.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what that meant, but I
did too.
If he's a millionaire, he's chartering his flight.
By the way,
my dad's a Cancer.
I didn't even think of it. My mom always complains that my stepdad always wants to take a limo to the airport and always wants to fly first class.
That's funny.
And he's a Cancer too, so I guess that's true. Yeah.
Get it from Pops. Yeah,
long as the mortgage is getting paid, I guess.
My dad is a Cancer.
Did he have some expensive tastes at times? A little over his budget.
My dad used to go to work every day in some really expensive suits. His nickname in the Caribbean, in Barbados, is Saga Boy. A Saga Boy is a hot boy.
The kind of dude that would give birth to a that would make a Black Money.
Yeah, Saga. They call him Saga. I'm son of Saga.
Son of Saga,
and I'm Big Belly Man.
That's funny.
You're Big Belly Man.
Big Belly Man. Okay, let's get to the next topic, y'all. Ex NBA point guard Rajon Rondo arrested on gun and drug charges.
No surprise here.
It's a misdemeanor.
Nope.
He was speeding in Indiana. Police pulled him over. He smelled marijuana in the car. Checked it. He wasn't even supposed to have a gun on his possession from the incident with the lady back in 2022. Yep. But all the charges that he got charged with is misdemeanors.
He's always been a knucklehead. I knew people who knew him outside of basketball, personally. People were knuckleheads, and they said he was... Like, if he didn't have the thing, he was a knucklehead and they put things in place, and he was still out knuckleheading.
Okay.
Buddy's brother had me cracking up. I put that article in the group. He said, not surprised. He looked like the type.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know he said that. Wow.
Yeah. He said he looked like the type that'll keep doing that. Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Had a good run in the NBA, though.
Right.
Well, I guess Amen Thompson isn't going to be able to work out with him anymore. So
that's probably for the good.
Yeah.
So away from your players.
So this was a quote from a soccer player. Most U.S. soccer fans aren't smart. U.S. women's team captain Horan said those statements. So she would go also in the article. It says that she played for the French team regularly when she's not playing for the country for the Olympics. And she said most people over there know the sport of football or soccer, that they know her game better than United States fans. Her mother listened to commentators. They had her game totally wrong. So she said when she talked to her mother, and she just said most U.S. fans ain't smart. Then she did say at the end, oh, they're getting better, but they're just not smart like
And people got others. Offended.
Well, I mean, it, look, if she's saying that they're most smart, it's probably, but it's true. That's probably correct.
It's true. It is true, because most of them don't know the rules. They don't know the rules.
But I think people are also getting her comments misconstrued. She didn't say Americans aren't smart overall.
Right.
She's talking, like, this about is the stuff that annoys
me. About, yeah, right. She's talking soccer about knowledge. The They're talking about soccer. Soccer knowledge. Right, yeah, soccer
context
knowledge.
Context is everything.
Because you know what? No, you know what the I'm like, you know what the problem soccer. Is? They a lot of soccer shows will bring, especially during the Olympics and FIFA, the Americans will always bring some guy that doesn't know anything about soccer. They always bring that guy with the red hair that he used to play, right? And then they would have someone else that doesn't really know much about soccer, but he's a commentator. He's a good commentator, and that's what they do. And sometimes they mess up. They don't know what they're talking about, and they mess up.
Who do they bring? Landon?
Yeah, another guy with red hair.
I think his name is Landon. That guy, he was good like about 10 years ago, right?
Or 15?
Yeah.
15? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I remember that guy. Landon Donovan.
Okay. I remember that.
Landon Donovan is not. It's not the one with the red hair. Okay, he's got black hair. But he has the Landon Donovan is like one of the best U.S. Soccer stars.
Right. Ever. I thought you were just saying he wasn't good at commentary,
No, he's good. He knows the game. I'm talking about
the guy who usually works with the guy who actually played the.
Yeah.
Like the color guy, they used to call them.
Yeah.
But Landon Donovan he used to play. He knows the rules. He was a superstar. The Mexican team hated him. He would always score against Mexico. They hated him.
You know he's good if I know him. Because I don't know a dad going through about soccer.
That's probably the only one when I heard him, I'm like, oh, I kind of remember him.
I know more women's soccer players. I feel like they...
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of Americans do.
Brandy Chastain.
Women's basketball is taking off as well, man. There's a nice little article about the young lady at Iowa State, I think that is. It's Iowa
Clark.
State. Clark. And how people just travel to really see her and people boosting up ticket prices. And Jordan had something to say about it, too, in the article. I didn't get all the way to the end of it, but it was a really nice article to read.
Yeah, well, all the sports. That's what NFL is doing in Brazil this year. They're doing a Friday night game in Brazil.
Yeah, how you feel about that, Blaze? Me and Ricardo spoke about it, but not on air though. How you feel about it first, Blaze? A Friday night game after the opening Thursday night's opening first time Friday night game in Mexico. Brazil.
Brazil. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. You know, it's weird because it's going to be on Friday. And only the first Friday was the Black Friday. The Black Friday game. So I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do. They're saying they're trying to open. They're trying to open up the markets, like how soccer is. They want to get and basketball, because basketball is worldwide and baseball is worldwide.
Yeah.
So they're trying to break open to the new markets. They're saying. So hey.
It's the natural it's a natural progression of things, right? I mean,
I'm cool with it. That's essentially what I told Buddy.
I'm cool with it. Now I was looking at it, I was like, you know, I'm an old fuddy duddy at times, but you know, more football on a different day. I never made it.
I just don't want football to become like baseball and basketball, because fantasy will be brutal having games every freaking day. No, I mean,
they can't have them on Tuesday and Wednesday all the time.
Yeah, they got to let these people body rest, man. These dudes, what they say, it's a car crash every play jersey.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a car crash every play.
Man, these dudes be country strong, too. 700
This is why I'm getting my kids a baseball glove and a bat. Have at it.
Basketball.
You see how short I am, Mike? Unless I have a bunch of Muggsy Bogues or something. I mean, I ain't really.
No. They might get the height from the mother or the mother side of the family. You never know. Maybe. You never know. But look, the reason I bought a basketball, you have more options. You bring up, give them a baseball, a glove, a basketball, yeah, and a soccer ball with a net. Oh, I'll give him a wrestling suit, right, Jersey?
Nah, they don't make enough money.
Heck no, you don't even make no money.
Nah, they make money, bro.
You're going to have to turn into money. You got to go fight in the Ultimate Fighting Championship, which is the
When you're going to do that, you might as well play football,
right,
bro.
Exactly.
Trying to keep my kids safe out here.
Yeah, UFC, they pimped those guys, UFC. Oh, my God.
Ricardo done stabbed somebody the first time somebody throws his kid in the chokehold. Like,
get off my kid! I'll be waiting for you at the back entrance when you
Carmelo Anderson style, bro.
You gotta tap out.
Man, so who gonna shut us down today, man? I did it last week.
I thought I did it last week.
No, Ricardo wasn't here last week, so Ricardo get to do it.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, thank you again for joining us on another episode of the Sports Cipher. Remember, Saturday, 6 p.m., you can check us out on Dodge Radio. You can find us up on social media. Our official Twitter is DA Sports Cipher. Cipher with a Y. It's X now. It's not called Twitter. I'm probably going to call it Twitter till the day I die. I apologize. But as usual, we are giving the people what they want.
And that's 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, and 5 and 3 Pacific.
And we want you to wash your ass if you're going to be on a ride share with anybody.
Please do.